Little is said of Jonathan's true legacy to his son Mephibosheth. Jonathan lived with his son for only 5 years, yet his influence, either direct during those formative years, or indirectly through the people who raised and cared for him, made of Mephibosheth a truly noble man. He shows no grudge over his physical disability or his loss of the crown, and in this chapter he shows another attribute of his character, his greater interest in relationships rather than things. When the king decides to divide the lands between Jonathan and Ziba, Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take everything, now that my lord the king has returned home safely." What a great lesson for such a materialistic world we live in. Let him keep everything. We rarely hear that today. How many family disputes would be avoided if we said that? Not with disgust, but with sincere generosity. Mephibosheth prefers to share the table with the king rather than sharing earthly riches with Ziba. Mephibosheth chose the best part, spending time with the king. It was also the experience of Mary, Martha's sister, and it can also be yours. Mephibosheth was faithful to his father's legacy of friendship. We are not here to succeed, we are here to be fearless. Mother Teresa.